League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
The story has gone viral. A Westport man, Jason Steiber, was cited for distracted driving recently, and he's going to be going to trial with this. His defense was that he actually was not on his cell phone. He was eating a hash brown. Here to clarify the situation with us, my friend Officer Hattie of the Norwalk PD. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Sometimes life gives us some little gifts. And today, that gift, of course, is the cell phone hash brown trial that is going to be coming up. First question here, because I'm reading in this article right now about this driver who got pulled over in Westport with the hash brown in his hand. The cops say it was the cell phone, but more importantly, the information reads that he got this hash brown in Norwalk. What were you doing? Where were you? Weren't you supposed to be vigilant on the job? What happened, Kelly?
My guess is that maybe I was also eating hash browns from McDonald's, because those are amazing.
They are good, right? When it's like the apple pie, when they're like, would you like two for 50 cents or two for a dollar to put on top? You're always like, and you say to yourself,
I want four.
I wouldn't have ordered it. I wouldn't have done this. But now that you've put it on me, yes, give me that. Give me two. Are they hot? Yes, give me four. Okay, great.
To be honest with you, from a cop perspective, I kind of feel like that would be an easy case to prove, no?
That.
Either the whole car smells like McDonald's or it doesn't. And if I don't smell McDonald's, I know it's not true.
You're going to make a fine detective.
So if I approached the car and I thought it was a cell phone and I was told, I was just eating a hash brown, I would be like, you know what? I smelled a hash brown. You're telling the truth. If I didn't smell a hash brown, I'm going to call Bull.
And now, based on this, if you believe them, even if you believe them now that they are eating a hash brown, would you then give them a warning or tell them, be on their way, be careful, that type of thing? Because I guess what's happening is Westport is contending that despite it not being a cell phone, it's still distracted driving because he's got the hash brown in his hand.
Now, if you really want the statute answer, that is correct. That is distracted driving. Having anything in your hands while you're supposed to have them on the steering wheel technically is distracted driving. Now, it comes down to, it's really the officer's call at that point. We have discretion. I've never been told that. I've been told a lot of things for cell phones. I have not been told I was eating a hash brown, so I think I would probably have a good laugh at that point.
Right.
And give him a verbal warning. That would have been my decision.
You're the nicest. Officer Hattie with us right now on Star 99.9. To be so angry at hash browns in general is just very surprising to me. It's a non-offensive food made of potatoes. It's sustained people for generations.
Maybe that officer wanted one for themselves.
Right. Well, I mean, that's another thing too, Kelly, is that do you let the guy off?
Absolutely.
If they offer, you know, so wait a minute. So do they offer the whole hash brown? What if they've only got one hash brown and there's a bite already taken out of it? Would you accept a half broken and half hash brown?
I'm Irish Raven, so any potato that you offer me, I'm going to take.
Right.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to be happy about
it. Right. It's barely like you have a choice. It's a reaction from you. It's instinctual that hash brown is coming with you and that this other person will be allowed to convey upon their way.
Exactly. They're going to have a good story for their friends, and I'm going to walk away happy because I got some hash browns.
All right. Officer Hattie, I know you're busy out there keeping the world safe for us, but can you hang out for just a minute longer? I'd like to get your craziest excuse that you've heard before when you pulled somebody over. Is that all right?
Of course. That's going to be tough, though. Oh, man. All the things I've heard.
Recent memory. Hold on just a minute. We'll be back with Star 99.9.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
My friend Officer Hattie is on the phone with us right now. We've been discussing the hash brown versus cell phone trial, or the defense of the hash brown in hand instead of a cell phone for the case coming up in Westport. She's a saint. Hattie would have let him go if she smelled hash brown. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven, especially if they offer the hash brown to her because she's Irish and she can't withstand the temptation of a potato. Am I correct
Happy
on all
day
that?
For all.
All right. All right. So what is the craziest excuse, and I'm sure there must be many, of people that you have pulled over for regular other infractions that somebody has given you?
This is hard to narrow down, but this one just was probably stands out the most by a guy that I pulled over. Clear as day, he was operating his phone and texting. When I pulled him over, he actually told me that he was FaceTiming his girlfriend because he just found out that she was cheating on him with his best friend.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So he was confronting his girlfriend on FaceTime. Then he told me that he was going to continue and then call his friend afterwards. So I said, why don't you just pull over, park the car, and do your FaceTime phone calls?
It seems to me like he thought he could divert your attention by just bringing you a compelling story. Like if he told you what he had caught or whatever, you'd be leaning in and being like, oh, wait, now show me. show me what you're
doing. Well, I did ask him that. I was like, okay. I said, can I just see, like, let me see who you're on the phone with. I mean, it was a girl. Yep. I don't know him. I don't know his girlfriend. Right. But it seemed like they were having a pretty heated conversation. I kind of believed them.
Was she naked in bed with his best friend right at that moment?
I didn't see any nudity.
Okay. All right.
That would have been a way better story if I did.
Did you write him a ticket? I mean, he was on camera, for God's sakes.
He didn't get a ticket. I gave him a verbal warning because of the circumstances. You know, he seemed pretty heated.
Right.
Pretty
he was crying.
About it.
He was sobbing.
I felt for him a little bit. Yeah. You know? I was like, that's rough.
Aww. Nothing like a week.
I was like, but let's get off the road. One, because you're on your phone. Two, you're angry. This is not going to end well.
Right. A weak man crying in front of a strong woman. It's always going to, you know what I mean? Her motherly instinct kicked in. Her motherly instinct.
Right.
Officer Hattie with us. What is the excuse most likely to work on you should you pull somebody over?
I don't know if I should admit this on air, but I kind of have a policy where if you make me laugh by whatever it is you're telling me, that usually works for me to give you a verbal warning and send you on your way.
Wow.
Whatever it is, as long as you make me laugh. And that doesn't happen easily.
Is that... It's like a test. Is this an elaborate excuse, or is it more just like your response to the situation that they're giving that makes you laugh?
It's definitely my response, to be honest with you, because I don't really believe most people's excuses. I think everybody's just busy and doing their own thing, and that people are just on their phones. But, if you're honest with me and you're like, yes, I know I was on my phone, and you follow it up with something that's just hysterical, okay.
You got a shot. You got a shot.
Yeah, you've got a shot. But the whole typical, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to work, I'm on the phone with my boss, that's not going to work because I have this, we all have this bad issue. You know right. what I mean? And that's boring. It's played out.
I was going to fall back on the poop one, but you know what? What I'll do is instead I'll suggest that people have 4 or 5 witty one-liners and probably a stack of a half a dozen hash browns in their glove box and then wish them well on their morning commute.
Right. I haven't heard the poop story yet, and I really want to hear that because I think that's going to be hilarious, but I don't really know why you would need to be on your phone if you had to poop. I'm not really sure how that would work.
Open all the doors.
Yeah, make way, family.
Right. Remove all obstructions. Clear the driveway. Officer Hattie, thank you very much for your time. Be safe out there.
Anytime, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.